Anytime.
I'm going to call the president as soon as I get home. Oh, anytime. Oh. Hello, this is May 13th, Friday, and I am here with members of the Russian Hill Neighborhood Society Club.
Neighbors? Russian Hill Neighbors.
Yes. And I will very happily read my poem, which is part of the original dedication of the bench and plaque here in this park. And my poem is called, and I'm Claire J. Baker. I've been promoting these landmarks for Miss Coolbrith. My poem is called Poet's Corner, Bench and Plaque, Russian Hill. Pardon me. Follow the footprints poets make. Sit in Coolbrith Park on the bench to honor poets. Partake. If you are a poet, accept your glory. If you are not a poet, perhaps you will begin your story. If the wind is sleeping, why not use the disc of sun? If the sun is fickle or shrouded, consider inscribing words on white or gray vistas of clouds. Once you've begun, there's always the utmost core of sky. Try. A poet's inspiration entrusts an unborn sonnet's thrust to a grain of sand. Later, the poet returns and finds among billions of grains the very speck, intact, ready for translation. Elation. Traveler, when you have lost or found your way, follow poet's footprints. Arrive at Coolbrith Park on Russian Hill. The bench, the plaque. Inspired, stay a while. Rest in Poet's Corner. Recall the poet's story. Sit close to a poet, perhaps yourself. Relive a poet's pain and glory.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Claire Baker.
That was wonderful.
All right, each one of you gets a copy. Notice I used the correct grammar, each gets.
Yeah. I'd expect no less from a poet.